Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm no music critic, as you know, because I just listen to country music and that's about it. And I'm like the type that I like Morgan Wallen. I like what's popular. It just is what it is with me. And I also do like a little Blitzentrapper. Do I not?
I was looking at you and you were getting musically defensive in a way you didn't have to. It's okay.
Not
that
your
you
lover
like,
is my jam.
Yeah, everyone says Jonathan Peterlin, not your lover.
Big
that's
Blitzentrapper guy.
Blitzentrapper.
I thought it was going to go somewhere a little bit, maybe higher up, maybe a little like
you wanted
like,
some crooning.
It started off very, it was very down, and then I thought it was going to explode.
Yeah.
You know, like just the music just explode and then be like a.
You're mad it didn't explode.
Well, we just watched that Travis Scott documentary Astroworld over the weekend.
Yeah.
And so as horrible as I think that guy is for all the things that he did not do in that event, I mean, which was a miserable job by him. You can tell within his music all has that, like it goes down like that and then it just explodes and just massive energy, massive bursts. And, Shador didn't really have that.
I would just love to get you to just out. Describe songs.
Yeah. Was that like Billboard for you guys? Was that, am I like part, should I write for the Rolling Stone? Like, is that what
like,
that was?
Is Bach back from the dead? He's just giving us music theory here. Well, I like when it starts out and then it goes and then explodes and then it gets soft again. And then it goes again, and then gets soft again.
I mean,
the music that is.
Yeah, the music. I had to de-legitimize myself in order to then offer up that I didn't think it sounded bad. I didn't think it was bad. I wish it went somewhere, but I didn't think it was bad. I think at the first
it's like a Marvel movie now.
The first 10 seconds of that song to everyone listening sounded like just a rejoin where Mac left the words up, and that was it.
Mac, do you feel that way?
I feel like I've heard that beat and lyrics from about 7 different artists right
then
now.
That he's doing something right, is he not? Well, he's not a professional.
Then why are
this
you
is
putting
a hobby.
It out?
This is a hobby for him. And for it to sound
then
like
shouldn't
the,
you be better at your
for
hobbies?
For it to sound like, no. I mean, my hobby is golf. In no world do I hit a shot and be like, Tiger. It doesn't happen that way.
And but the difference is you don't put out your golf game for mass consumption.
If I went off to the driving range and Mac was in back of me, I was like, wow, that swing is a combination of Koepka meets DeChambeau meets Rory. I've seen that swing from 7 pros. That's a great compliment.
Except it's music where originality is kind of the key to the whole bit.
Yeah, but you know, well, I mean, originality with Shador in a music setting. Come on. You know, all he is trying to do in this is sound like everybody else. That's all he's really going after here. And I think he accomplished that goal. Got a lot of lyrics in here, though.
I thought it was going to be a
lot
bop.
Of lyrics.
I thought it was going to be a bop in the slightest bit. I thought it was going to be one
There's
of those.
Not
I thought
anyone,
it was going to be Song of the Summer. It's not Song of the Summer.
That's not even song of the week. No. There's not a single hip hop song out there that you would think is the song of the summer. I actually like hip hop.
Show your work.
What? Okay. How much do you talk about different hip hop acts ever?
I don't, but I can tell you what a good song is.
Because
I actually
know.
Like music. I'm not. I, don't
I like music
Morgan
a ton.
Wallen.
I listen to a bunch of music. I just don't like the music you like.
Oh no, that's fair. We do. We have different tastes. But I think my point is, I have pretty. Good taste and what good music is and what isn't.
I like very mainstream music, though. That's where I'd have the leg up on you in this discussion. You like more indie and more off the beaten path music, whereas if we're trying to find the bop of the summer, we're trying to find the number one hit, I would have much better...
Yeah, the Foo Fighters. What a little upstart band that is.
I would have a much better grasp of what is going to be the hip-hop Billboard song of the summer than you would. Is it how I said hip hop?
Yeah, well, it was a lot.
I said it close to like a poo from The Simpsons. It's like hip hop hippopotamus.
It's a lot. There's a lot in there. Also, you're no longer in the game. You're no longer in the clubs. You're a married man. You're a kept man. You're out in no-so, living the life. I think we're equally impaired when it comes to the Song of the Summer, except for listen to that and say, Shador, you're very good at football. Maybe just keep this one in your own personal listening device and maybe don't, like, you know, put it out to people. It's a mid song.
Yeah, he's got three songs. I think they all have like millions of views right now. People are listening.
Yeah, views don't speak to. There's a lot of things on social media that have views.
Listen, am I a little disappointed that it had the same beat the entire stretch of the way? Yeah, well, but did I expect more out of Shador to like kind of elevate it just a little bit? But I thought the first 10 seconds were great. And then it just stayed in the first 10 seconds over and over again.
Yeah.
I wanted it to elevate it just a little bit. Take me somewhere with the song. Mm. But you could tell. So people online were getting, they were reading into the lyrics in such a big time way. Because he says, too legit to quit. The thought of losing makes me sick. I'm not breaking strike. I'm trying to win. And that's just me reading it. I'm not trying.
You thought
you wanted me to do it this way. I'm not reading it like I'm trying to do something.
These aren't even good rhymes. I'm too legit to quit. What was the next one?
The thought of losing makes me sick.
I think my 7-year-old, 8-year-old nephew could write better rhymes than that.
Producer carried on this song.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's the rapper that rhymed? What's the one you always go to, Mac?
T-Pain.
Yeah, T-Pain.
Mansion in Wisconsin.
Like, I mean, come on. Fuck, you act like you need to actually make these things rhyme in order to be a bop.
Yeah, but he is a T-Pain.
And he rhymed those.
T-Pain, I believe, won a Grammy. T-Pain has had some success. You can get lazy. If you're at the bottom of the music industry and you're too legit to quit, losing makes me sick.
The point isn't about whether the song is a bop or not a bop. The point is that Shador is trying to use his...
My girlfriend is a hick.
He's trying to use his...
She hit me with a stick.
These are awful, and you know they're awful. You're being...
I bought a catcher's mitt.
You're being...
What?
Yeah.
What rhymes with mitt?
Yeah, no. We were on the stick part of it still.
You know what? I think Jim in Strongsville here. Jim, do you hear a number one hit with Shador's summer track here?
I think that we finally learned that Jonathan's takes on music are just as bad as his sports takes.
Jim, that was just mean. That was just mean, Jim.
No, it wasn't mean. And Nick, by the way, the Foo Fighters are horrible, dude. The fact that you love that band makes me laugh every time you say it.
I said it once.
You say it all the time.
I don't say it all the time. I know what I say. I speak into a microphone. I can remember almost everything I say. All right?
I have heard you sing the praises of I was going to call them Chili Peppers. That's how bad they are. I was going to sing. You sang the praises of the one.
All right, Jim. Now you're going to say your. Now you're going to crap on our music takes. Now you're going to say your favorite band.
Yeah, who do you like, Jim?
You like Kenny Chesney?
I like Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I like Kenny Chesney.
I like the Dead, man. The Dead.
The Grateful Dead.
Tell me about 77 and Cornell, Jim.
Enjoy some acid. Listen, Jim.
Their versatility was unmatched. They could do rock. They could do funk. They could do country. They could do all.
And they could do it all equally as bad.
Okay.
I actually like Grateful Dead, by the way. I'm just jamming Jim up.
Keep on trucking, Nick. Keep on trucking.
We can rhyme with that, too.
I started rhyming.
We can rhyme with that one very easily.
Jim, we appreciate you. I did. The first thing I thought of to rhyme with trucking is exactly what you thought it was. And I was like, I'm not even going to say a damn word.
My mouth gets me more in trouble than anybody else.
All right.
I like that you've, by the way, just written down hip hop to being, can you rhyme? Can you make the lyrics rhyme?
It's music in general. There has to be musicality to it. and I'm too legit to quit, which, by the way, somebody else said first. Losing makes me sick.
That sounds pretty good when you just said it, by the way.
Because I'm very musical.
Is that what that was?
Because if I said it, I wouldn't say it like monotone or whatever Shador was going for.
Reality, the sad part here is I would bet a lot of money that Shador's got a little bit. He's got to have some sort of ghostwriter, right?
The ghostwriter wrote that?
Yeah, but that's the sad part is he probably paid a lot of money to have that ghostwriter.
If Shador wrote that, I would just say, well, he's
So the assumption people are making is that he's writing his own lyrics and he's putting this all out here and he's going to use this as messaging throughout his entire Browns tenure to display how he feels.
Steve Phillips, MLB Network in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.